Approach them. Yeah. They're more, you know, trying to awake to this thing.
Do you feel that the Indian movement is kind of like a part of identity, self-identity?
Yeah, I do, because that's when I find, you know, I know I'm Indian, sure. I know I'm Indian, sure, but when all this, you know, thing came up, you know, this movement bit, you know, it made me more, you know, aware, so I want to say that, more like I want to do something, you know. And it's really good, though.
What do you think,
emotions on it right now. I think Alcatraz itself is a real good deal, and that it's a thing that's every average person in the United States heard about, and it's something that if this is handled right will bring Indian problems to the attention of the average American. You know, if you average American picks up a newspaper and reads about Pyramid Lake or Blue Lake or whatever, you know, particularly if he lives in Ohio or Pennsylvania, he's going to say, well, yeah, you know, something out west, it doesn't concern me. But when you talk about Alcatraz, that's something that concerns everybody. It also, I think, could be a good thing in terms of pan-Indian youth. Getting the youth together and hopefully something can come out of the situation. In terms of the people that are out there, I found that there were roughly three or four classes of people. Those people who are really sincere, hardworking, really for the Alcatraz cause. And there were those people that they're just there just to see what it's all about. I don't think in many cases really gave a damn. And then there's the class of the Alkies and the Dopeheads. You know, they're hanging around. I'm sure some of these people are sincere, but possibly I think they've gone too far to the left in order to do much good. Of course, then again, I'm speaking as a conservative. What do you think? Let's just get a discussion going.
Well, I'm waiting for you to
discuss
something.
Well, you tell me what you said, you know, and ask what's your opinion?
What do you think about the game? I think it's worth it. Very much so.
Did your opinions, what did you think about Alcatraz before we went out there?
I had no idea. I heard some things that I didn't form really an opinion because I wanted to go out and find out what it was about. I mean, I thought, well, I had two things in my mind. Either it's very good and it's going to work, or the other is that, you know, it's a bunch of fake things.
Yeah.
I mean, those were the two things in my mind.
You think it's going to work?
Because I think there's a good number of people there that are really serious.
I have some doubts.
sincere about it.
Yeah, we've got some really hard-working, sincere people out
there.
And
I think they're the poor.
I think there's too few of those, actually. And
that's the thing,
too many of the other kind of people that are just along for the ride because it's there.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot, and I mean a really a lot of heart and guts to get this thing all together. Because as Alyota or the BIA or somebody said yesterday, I think it's kind of an interesting situation. And I think it's good for the Indians, and it's good for San Francisco, but I think that the Indians have a white elephant on their hands in terms of costs of just keeping the things up and practicalities. And it's going to take an incredible amount of money to keep that thing going. And if you want to stick with the philosophy of the situation, having it all Indian, ran by Indians, and for Indians, I would suspect that you shouldn't ask for government funds.
Being words of the government are being subjugated under the government rules and regulations, I don't see how you can just separate yourself from them that much.
Well, it's the idea.
I mean, it's just like BIA. It's so interwoven that you can't just cut it out.
Well, once you start getting government funds, you start getting government sanctions, government limitations, and government control. And in terms of the espoused ideology out there, government funds are just not possible. And it's going to cost, Alyota said they looked into the situation, roughly $1,500,000 just to clear most of the buildings that have to be cleared before you can really do anything. And the way it sits right now, I don't think that Alcatraz, outside of the freedom, a place to be, and a cause, is any better, if not worse, than many reservations.
Okay, but I still think, those people live there, and it's theirs, and they're the ones that want it.
Yeah.
I can see a lot of criticisms in the thing, too, but I think there's still a certain amount of...
they're trying to promote this Indianism, and the resources aren't there. They don't have the resources. They don't have the Indian resources behind it. I think they're lacking. They're trying to promote this, and yet they're contradicting themselves, not having, a good example of this was ecology. It's fine to know the significance of ecology and the importance of it, but in order to do something, you have to have people that that have the technical knowledge and the ability to promote and to make something of it. And this is what they don't have, and I don't think they realize this at all. They feel that they could go along and keep doing things by appointing somebody here to do something, somebody else to do something else. They're gonna one of these days they're not to the point where they can't. Accomplish anything because of this, and they'll be relying too heavily on, outsiders, which is just the thing that they don't want to do. And I don't think they realize this at all. Yeah.
Well, isn't it quite important that a lot of other Indians become more aware of it and say maybe contribute or whatever.
But I don't think they made the effort to really approach.
I disagree with you now, Rob. They haven't made the effort up till now. Now getting their organization set up.
They're just now getting organization set up.
And now I think they're going to start making the effort.
But the effort that they made is concerted toward the urban type Indian,
Yeah.
Which is a good thing because they're downtrodden just as anybody on the reservation.
Probably in many cases more so.
Yeah. But there's a hell of a lot of people that can't help the cause to a greater degree, and they don't have this. Maybe they're just beginning. Maybe that's why. But this is what I saw.
What's your comment, Irene?
I don't know about the hotel when I was here, but I don't know, it might work, might not. that it might work.
Why do you think of it?